producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, a great idea, although today is the shortest day of the year. Tonight is the longest night, which means by tomorrow at this time, no, maybe tomorrow is, I think it's a kind of equal between today and tomorrow being the shortest, because we're tomorrow, overnight is the solstice, so things will, I hate it that it gets dark so early, so today and tomorrow are the short days. So if you're feeling like you don't have enough time to get things done, there's a good reason for it. The difference is probably, what, like 2 minutes or something? It's not very much, but it's enough to whine about. And you have to admit, all right, here's what I was going to talk with you about, all right? Star Wars made half, it made $517 million over the weekend. $238 million domestic. It's the most profitable, not profitable, it's the most, has the largest grossing movie ever, right?
It's going to be, I mean, gosh, at this rate, it's going to be over a billion.
Probably
by the end of
the year.
Next weekend, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Someone sent me an email and said, it just proves the ability of hype. But, I mean, it's also a fun movie. As I said, my organization that I vote with, which is called Critics' Choice, actually sent out a panicky email over the weekend that said, because the movie wasn't shown to anybody till last Tuesday, and our voting closed the previous Friday. So I sent out this panicky email saying, well, should we include it as best movie of the year? And I would say no. I mean, it's hard to ignore it with... It's the biggest Thursday preview gross ever with $57 million. I mean, there are movies that haven't made that much in their entire run. That's one day on a Thursday. It didn't open until usually midnight. Biggest Friday, biggest single day gross with $120 million. First film to ever post a single day over $100 million. Fast film to $100 and $200 million. So got both of those. Biggest December debut. Nearly three times the previous record of $84.6 million. Three times the record. Biggest IMAX Thursday night previews, $55.7 million. Single day, $14 million. Weekend, $30 million. And highest theater average for a wide release, $57,568. So it will probably make literally $1 billion in the next week or so. Did you go see it? I assume you didn't, right?
No, I had no time. No, I'm probably going to wait until the madness kind of dies down a little bit.
Well,
before
you probably
I
have to wait probably to the middle of January.
But
that's all right. All right, so here that was going to be my opening. No longer. I just wanted to say that Steve Harvey is the only person who could have possibly knocked Star Wars off the headlines. All right, so the question is, right, for those of you who are not paying much attention, Steve Harvey was the MC for the Miss Universe pageant, okay? Steve Harvey crowned the wrong person, Miss Universe.
He crowned the runner-up, right?
Yeah. He crowned Miss Columbia, and it was really Miss Philippines won. So he misread the card. I mean, there's always been a rumor that, remember when Marissa Tomei won against Kathleen Turner as Best Supporting Actress, and Jack Palance was the one who gave out the award, and he'd been doing one-arm push-ups, and he was not a young man at the time, and the rumor had always been that he read it wrong, he gave the award to the wrong person. But that was never, I mean, that was just kind of one of those nasty rumors that circulated. This one... Steve Harvey showed the card to the TV camera. And, I mean, if you look at the footage, it's horrifying. Because there's Miss Columbia. She's throwing kisses to the crowd. And last year was Miss Columbia as well. She gets the crown. She's got the flowers. She's throwing kisses. And Steve Harvey comes out and says, I need to apologize. And Miss Columbia, first of all, looks shocked. And then she just is smiling and thinking, well, this is kind of a joke. And then they take the crown away from her. And Miss Philippines, who actually won, just looks startled. And apparently she went over to apologize, you know, to say, I'm so sorry to Miss Columbia, who wasn't buying it for a moment. Like somehow Miss Philippines had anything to do with it. But, I mean, it's just one of those things that makes you go cringe. And you know several things. First of all, he did knock Star Wars off, a billion-dollar franchise off the front page.
Which is no easy feat.
Not easy thing. It's what everybody else would have been talking about. The Force was clearly with Steve Harvey, or sort of not. The anti-Force was with Darth Vader, I think, was Steve Harvey over the weekend. All right, so first of all, he knocked Star Wars off the front page. Number two, on his tombstone, it will say, crown the wrong Miss America. You know, that's going to follow him the rest of his life. He could find a cure to cancer. He could be the first man on Mars. He could win the Nobel Peace. You know what's going to follow him the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Number three, here was my quandary. My first thought was kind of in a snarky way saying, well, we know what he won't be doing next year, which would be hosting the Miss Universe pageant. But you know what? Here was my thought. My first thought was, man, major screw-up, major embarrassment. But my second thought was, did you know the Miss Universe pageant was this weekend?
I didn't even know it.
No.
I didn't even know that it was last night until this morning I found out that, yeah.
So everybody knows. I mean, there would have been a brief little squib in the newspaper that said, this is the new Miss America. But he put this pageant on the map.
Yeah.
He trumped, so to speak, probably the wrong word. We're going to have to find a different word.
Good pun.
Out something. Well, Trump may be exactly the right word. He sort of bested a $1 billion franchise, and he put Miss Universe on the pageant. So if I were in charge of Miss Universe pageant, my first thought would be, oh, my God, who hired him? We're going to fire this person. And my second would be, get him back, because everybody's going to tune in to watch squirm next year, so I'd probably hire him again. I don't know if he would take it, although he probably would. But so that was my thought. So I thought, well, we would put up on Facebook just for fun. He didn't seem all that upset about it. Of course, what's he going to do?
Well, I think he did apologize. He tweeted out an apology. Yeah,
but he misspelled both Columbia and Philippines, so that was a problem as well. So Steve this is not going to be his finest moment. But
it's too bad because he's always been pretty popular, but the last couple of years with the talk show and the radio show and hosting Family Feud and I mean his popularity has really skyrocketed.
Well, clearly that's why they invited him.
Yeah.
So the question is, I suppose there's several questions. First of all, that we put up on Facebook, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made, and what did you do to rectify it? Hopefully not misspell Colombian and Philippines. So that's number one. Number two, I would be fascinated to hear whether you guys think that he'll be invited back. Why or why not? So, I mean, because listen, otherwise we're just going to drown in tinsel this week, which we'll do anyway. I mean, we're going to talk about what's on your list and your best gift. And I actually have a suggestion for those of you who are feeling up to your eyeballs about the holiday, especially when we've got the short day, the two short days back to back of a way of sort of offsetting some of the hassle. All right. So I thought we'd do that. And so we've still got outraging news stories. We've got memorable Christmas moments. We're going to go. This is your opportunity to tell your Santa, if you haven't sent off your wish to the South Pole yet, you'll have a chance to do it on the program, and we'll make sure that Santa hears it. I told the story once that Margaret Truman was, the daughter of Harry and Beth, was on my program years ago because she'd written a book, and we talked about Christmas in the White House, and she said she always got all these dolls. And what she really wanted was a train set, and she never got it. And her husband happened to have heard the program. And the only reason I know that is she sent me this lovely thank you note after the first of the year saying her husband had heard, and he gave her a train set for Christmas. So there you go. So, see, we do have access to Santa Claus here. We also have access to me. If you need some help with a Christmas issue, whether it's shopping or not, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right. So let me, Manny was just saying that, okay, you know, I've got all this stuff to do. Let me just suggest something that that I discovered quite accidentally one year while I was incredibly busy. And so what I decided was that we would go. I was married and my daughter was young, and what we would decide to do, we lived in Massachusetts in a small town, and there was a small town nearby that had kind of like a little old main street, The town in which I live basically didn't have a shopping area, but this one had one that had, you know, like oldie, like OLDE on stuff like that. And they had little dress shops, and they had a bunch of little stores on Main Street. And there were maybe about, I don't know, maybe 20 stores, 25 stores. So we decided that we'd take 2 hours on Christmas Eve, and that he would take her for an hour and I would take her for an hour. And so the hour that we had my daughter, that we would go and shop for, she would help, I'd help her shop for her father, and he'd help her shop for me. And then the hours were when we were by herself, we'd shop for each other. And I think we had like a $25 limit. It was pretty modest. We'd already bought her stuff, so she already got her loot. And it was really one of the most fun things. There was essentially no stress. And you could sort of negotiate any price, and everybody thought it was just enchanting that we were. I mean, because you know, by Christmas Eve, there's sort of a limited selection, somewhat. And I suppose if you wanted to, you could do it online. And I'm getting all these emails from people saying, "Oh, yeah, well, don't worry. If you order in the next 3 seconds, we'll ship it, and Santa Claus will get it." But it really is a fun thing to do. First of all, the limitations help, so that you don't have to worry about breaking the bank or who's going to get what. And it turned into a really fun kind of thing. So I highly recommend it, of something like that that's got limitations in terms of budget, time, place, scenario. It takes a lot of the stress out of it. Does that appeal to you, Manny? Except
sure.
It actually has to be that everybody does it. I mean, I don't know if it worked just for you. My brother did that one year. He decided to come. He was in the Navy, and he decided to come and visit. So he decided, and it was going to be on Christmas. So he decided that that he needed to show up with presents. So he went shopping in the same city, actually, in the same little town, and sort of just grabbed something. And he hadn't looked very carefully at the price tag. And then because he was single and a male, and the checkout girl was pretty and young, he didn't pay much attention to it, and he bought me probably the most expensive shirt I've ever had, because he just grabbed something and figured, oh, it couldn't be that expensive. It was. At any rate. All right, so that's my suggestion about how to minimize the stress. And it turns out to be really kind of a fun thing to do, and it's kind of a challenge. So, and it was some of the most fun thing for her that she'd ever done, because we kept really track of it, because that's the only way to do it. But, you know, everybody was willing to kind of negotiate or sort of throw something in, and it was a fun thing to do. So, all right, for those of you who are not quite in the spirit, today is actually National Bah Humbug Day. It's actually not Bah Humbug Day. It's Humbug Day. Humbug. You know where that came from?
I don't.
The original term?
I don't know.
A Christmas Carol. Scrooge. Bah Humbug.
Ah, okay.
Humbug.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Bah Humbug. All right, it's also National French Fried Shrimp Day for no reason that I can understand, except especially if you make a coconut French Fried Shrimp, your arteries are going to sound like castanets, so don't do that. It's National Crossword Puzzle Day, and the reason it's National Crossword Puzzle Day is in this day in 1913, Arthur Wynn's Word Cross, the first crossword puzzle, is published in the New York World. Are you a crossword fan?
When I'm bored, yeah.
See, I do it. Yeah, I mean, I do it. It's calming for me. It's supposedly it's good for your brain. I mean, and different crosswords, if you start doing them, have different rhythms to them. I was on a plane once, and I used to do the New York Magazine crossword puzzle, and I did it. I think my all-time record was like 7 minutes or something. And the only reason I know that is that I was sitting. I'm not crazy about flying, and so I'm sitting there, you know, all waiting for the plane to take off, and I got out the magazine. I think this wasn't actually New York Magazine, because I think it was whatever the carry-on was, the airlines magazine, and I started doing the crossword and got it done before we took off, and the guy who was sitting next to me said, "Are you kidding me? You just got that done in 7 minutes." I said, "Well, yeah, this one's not very hard." That's the only reason I know it was 7 minutes. All right. On this day in 1620, believe it or not, that the Mayflower Pilgrims landed on what's now known as Plymouth Rock in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Did you know that? In 1620, in December. I mean, think about how terrible that would have been, to be quite honest, right?
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
You've been on a ship forever because it was supposed to leave. Remember, we've done that one when it was supposed to leave. It was supposed to leave, I think, in July and ended up leaving in September, October. I mean, just think of how awful that would have been. And the North Atlantic, this time of year, is not necessarily a comfortable place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been, Plymouth Rock has been moved three times. And I've actually gone and walked through the reconstruction of the Mayflower. You don't want to be tall. You actually don't want to be on it. But it was tiny, so. And lots of people didn't make it. It was, so you could imagine people just being, I mean, the whole idea of leaving your country and going to some place that is unknown, that is going to take a long time to get to, is uncomfortable. And, you know, we complain about plane travel. This is months as opposed to hours, at any rate. So I'm very sympathetic. And arriving in Massachusetts at the end of December, not a good plan. In 1861, it turns out the Navy Medal of Valor was signed into law by President Abraham Lincoln, the Medal of Honor, which was Public Resolution 82. A Doll's House premiered, Henrik Ibsen's, in Copenhagen on this day in 1879. So some kind of sobering things. In this day in 1967, Louis Washansky, did you know who he was before you picked this up for me?
Mm-mm.
He was the first man to undergo a heart transplant, and he died. He lasted for 18 days, which was, he was the first one ever to get one. And think about how brave that must have been.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose if you're not going to survive anyway, but I don't know. That seems to me an incredibly... All of these things seem to me pretty brave. In 1968, Apollo 8 was launched from Kennedy Space Center, which had been Canaveral, placing its crew on a lunar trajectory for the first visit to another celestial body by humans. Go see the Martian, which is on my 10 best list. Don't forget to put up what you think your best movie for the year is. And if you want to put up Star Trek, it's okay. I mean, it's an extraordinary movie just for the sheer weight of it in terms of finances. I don't think it's the best movie of the year, but it's certainly, you can't ignore it. And I wasn't trying to ignore it. It was a fun movie. As I said, it's kind of like an intergalactic family reunion. And on this day in 1969, the United Nations, God bless, adopt the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. Would that it had actually worked. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I love you. My daughter loves you. And not in that weird way, but, you know.
No, it's fine. No worries.
You're so smart. And I love it when you call people cookie. So I would say I'm a chocolate chip cookie because I got a lot of freckles.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, so everyone's a different kind of cookie. It's kind of cool, huh?
Amen.
Anyways, I don't know, do you have a topic today?
Well, we don't usually have a topic. It's just sort of whatever you guys want to talk about. What did you want to talk about today?
Well, and I know it's not Thanksgiving, but it's going to be Christmas, and I'm thinking of all the people that I love. And so can I just talk about them and...
Yeah.
Why I love them so much? Okay.
Absolutely. Why not?
First of all, my husband, we've been married 27 years. He has stood by me through some really bad times with bipolar and my addiction. And I an affair on him. He still took me back.
Wow.
I know. He's just an upstanding man. He worked so hard to, you know, to keep us in our house. I'm just
tell me about the affair. What was that about?
I was manic because I'm bipolar. And
yeah, I got it.
What happened was I didn't love myself.
Okay.
And
okay. Listen, my dear, you know I'm a fan of yours, but you need to be careful about doing things like that.
Oh, I know. Now that
you need to take better responsibility for that than
for sure.
Yeah. How long ago was the affair?
And now I'm on meds and I'm doing great.
Well, that's good. How long ago was the affair?
Oh, 2003. So 12 years ago.
So a long time ago. Yeah. And so he's
So okay. He took me back, and let's see, the affair. I wasn't happy with myself, so I thought I'd find happiness in another man. So I went online, met this guy in Colorado, got off the plane, and instantly thought, I have made the biggest mistake of my life. He wasn't anything like he looked in the pictures. He was physically and verbally abusive to me. I barely made it out of that place alive. I was depressed and bipolar, so I was drinking heavily and abusing narcotics. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I punched his kitchen window out, and he said, you're going to pay me for that. And I said, oh,
this
I will.
This was your husband or the dude in Colorado?
This is the dude, Tom, in Colorado. Yeah. So I punished.
Ooh.
Okay, I will, and I never did, because I just wanted to get away from him and have nothing to do with him. Came back, my husband took me back. We slept in different bedrooms for about 6 months. I cried my eyes out every night because of the guilt. We went to a marriage counselor. The marriage counselor said, you guys go on dates? I said, well, what do you mean? Like go to the movies or a restaurant? We said, no. We don't have anyone to watch our children. He said, well, the children are getting a little older now. They're probably old enough to be on their own, first of all.
Really?
And you have to do that to keep your marriage alive.
I'm with him.
Yeah, exactly. So he was a really good therapist. Then we have my sister-in-law go see him because she did not believe I was bipolar. So she goes in to see this guy, doctor. And,
well, why does your sister have anything to do with this? I don't quite understand that, to be quite honest.
She didn't believe I was bipolar.
But why is that an issue? Why does what she thinks have anything to do with anything?
Well, because we were best friends, and that's how we met my husband.
Yeah, but you already married him. I mean,
yeah. Okay, so I won't go down that path.
No, I don't. Right? Listen, my point is that I think that you're absolutely right. That you need to be really grateful to your husband and sort of figure out how to make him every day understand how much you appreciate him. But saying,
I
had an affair because I was bipolar.
His knees at night and.
Well,
trying
good.
To cook him a good dinner. And
well, because as you know, the idea about saying, gee, I had an affair as I was bipolar is the same as saying, well, you know, I had an affair because I've been drinking. It's irrelevant.
Exactly.
It's not the issue.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and you don't want to give yourself sort of reasonable sounding reasons for unreasonable behavior. You want to say it was stupid, it was childish, it was, you know, trying to get attention, it was all sorts of really dumb stuff.
Exactly. Well, thank you. I appreciate your insight. And I do realize that now because it's been 12 years. But and like I said, I'm on a good mix of medications and never felt better.
And you're not using any controlled substances or anything, are you?
Oh, no, not anymore. I'm almost 2 years clean and sober.
Good.
So I go to AA meetings because the NA meetings, the people are a little rough.
Well, listen, whatever works. I mean, I think that, you know, yeah. what works for you is what works for you. But you need to stay with the program.
My dad's a recovered alcoholic and believes so highly in AA. He's been sober now for 27 years.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so my relationship with him when I was younger was not good because he was mean to us. And now we're really close, and he's 86. And we are super close because we understand each other.
Well, you've been through. Well, you're a grown up now too. You're sort of understanding your parents to be in a similar situation to understand. Oh yeah, well that's what happens there. Well, good. I'm glad that this has
been wonderful.
Well, good. Do you have children as well?
Oh yeah. Well, they're adult children. I call them. They're 26 and 23.
I suspect you had to make some amends with them as well. Yes.
Oh, I did. And they, my son said to me, what are you talking about? He said, you're good now, Mom. I love you.
Well, that's good.
But he went, when I was into my addiction, he went down to the doctor that was giving me, I call it my candy. And he went down to the doctor's office because I'd been in a car accident. Nobody was hurt, but he went down there and he yelled at the doctor, screamed at him in the office while he had patients around. I was livid. I said to him, don't you dare go to my doctor's office. You have no right. And that was the addict talking because he was going to, you know, break my source of my opiate.
Yeah, I hear. Listen, I want you to do a movie that's coming out. It's not going to be out until next month, but I want you to go see it. It's called The Benefactor. And believe it or not, it stars Richard Gere. And it will make your stomach hurt because, I mean, first of all, he's always been this gorgeous guy, but he's now turned into this, he's finding his inner actor because, and he plays an addict. And he pulls the same kind of stuff you pull. And I think you'll be very both haunted and impressed. And, you know, I think it's something for everybody who's ever had an addiction problem to see because he just does. I mean, he's charming and smart and adorable, and he's an addict.
The Benefactor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be out middle of next month.
Put that on my list. Thank you.
All right.
So much.
Well, listen. Best luck and wishes in the new year, and glad to see that you've really, you know, sort of done a great job getting yourself
I'm
in
trying.
Much better shape.
Yeah. Well, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year,
well,
too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Indeed. All right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. 855-993-7569. You know, Lisa is kind of, she's kind of, what's the word I want? She's prescient in that one of the things I thought we'd do next week is because it's New Year's resolutions kind of time of year. But my thing about New Year's resolutions is it's resolutions are by definition things that you haven't accomplished. So it also write down a couple of things that you have accomplished in this year that make you feel really good about yourself. And she's clearly had some real triumphs this year, so that's great. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Not a bad time to get in touch with me. So all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. All righty. So how about we do an email so I don't get too far behind?
Sure. I got an email here from Jim, and Jim says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. Happy winter solstice."
well, we've got about 24 hours, but you got it. Fair enough. Thanks.
Jim says, "Several times you have mentioned that you don't agree with homeschooling. What is your objection if the children are social and join 4-H, Scouts, etc.?"
Okay. Good point. I think that part of it depends on the age of the kids, but you hear that part of my concern, which you listen carefully, yeah, I got it, is the socialization. Part of it is the sort of the academic competitiveness as well. I mean, I think that's not a bad thing for kids to endure or sort of. But the other part, I think, is that as kids get older, I think parents are not going to know enough to really be a super good teacher for them. And so I think it makes a lot more sense for them to be back into the sort of general mix of school. For you here, and I think it's really terrific if parents are involved with the school and do a lot of stuff with the kids. So I'm all in favor of that. I just think that homeschooling is kind of limiting, and there's usually a reason for kids being homeschooled. That either the people don't, the parents are not crazy about the environment, or there's some religion issues or whatever. So and I think that you go, and there apparently are a number of organizations now that specifically deal with homeschooling and that need to sort of make kids more social. So I hear that. That other people are kind of alert as that as well. I'm really very pleased about the idea of people being involved in public education, and the idea that they, that we don't support the school system, I think in the long run becomes an issue for everybody. So you hear, I do appreciate that you do listen, and the fact that the socialization is part of it. So, what can I tell you? Alrighty, is that the only one we've got? Do you want to do another one real quick?
We've got a couple more here.
That's sort of what I thought.
This one is from Kevin. Kevin says, Dr. Joy, I love your show. I feel the conversational topic of guns on campus. Remember when we talked about that particular issue not too long ago?
Right.
He says, I feel the conversational topic of guns on campus seemed one-sided and did not accurately nor completely address the need for greater campus security. Your basic position is that you are against people from carrying a gun for self-defense on college campuses.
No. I'm against people carrying a gun. It's not, regardless of what the reason is. I mean, I think the problem about guns is that you don't know what, as I've said, presumably people aren't carrying guns to shoot each other, or at least that's not their original intent, but that doesn't mean it won't be used that way. So I just think that it's asking for trouble.
He goes on to say, the reason you stated this is because you feared people would create senseless, incompetent carnage in the use of their weapon.
He
says, the fallacy in your argument is that you are assuming that law-abiding citizens will perpetrate the same carnage that they are trying to defend against. What gives one person the right to tell another how they can and can't protect themselves? We citizens can competently and cheerfully defend ourselves without being stupid.
Well, but wait a minute. Let's look at that. There are a whole lot of places where you're not allowed to defend yourself. For example, on an airplane. You're not allowed to take a gun on an airplane. Apparently, you can't take a gun to Disneyland. They're now having metal detectors at Disneyland. So there are a whole lot of contexts in which people are not allowed to defend themselves, at least in to use your term, that you're not allowed to have a gun, period. And regardless of what it's for, you're not allowed to have a gun. So the idea that, well, you should always be able to have a gun to defend yourself under any circumstances is not accurate. I'm not sure what exactly your point is on all this, except to say it sounds like you were in favor of people being able to carry concealed weapons on campus. I'm not. And you're saying that it's to defend yourself, and I'm saying, well, I don't think anybody's necessarily going to say that I'm going to go shoot people because I don't like my grade in history. But my reasons are severalfold. Number one, that we know statistically that carrying a gun doesn't necessarily, and in fact tends to offset the notion that statistically, carrying a gun means the gun is, in most cases, more than half going to be used against you. My issue on college campuses in particular is that you've got a particularly volatile set of population there. You've got a whole bunch of adolescents. And we know that suicide is high on college campuses. We know that violence is high. We know that all sorts of We know that depression is high. So when you're taking a volatile group of people to begin with and then arming them, that seems to me a recipe for disaster. You're also talking about a pressure cook situation. This is that's got exams and breakups and whatever. And, you know, presumably, I mean, we know that historically, all sorts of people who are innocent bystanders, we call collateral damage, are wounded when you have guns. So I'm just not in favor. I don't think anybody on college campuses should have guns. And I think at Rice in particular, because that's one of the issues, I guess, that the campus police carry guns and they do not. And they voted again to continue that. So, I mean, I think you and I may just have to agree to disagree, but I think statistically, trying to arm yourself in this country doesn't work. We know that statistically, you're much more likely to be wounded by your own gun than wound whomever you think is threatening you. So, what can I tell you? I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this because there's, I don't know where the middle ground is on this one. You could carry a gun and not have bullets. I'd go along with that.
And I kind of disagree with the idea that it was a one-sided thing, too, when we discussed the topic. I mean, we put the question up and we asked, you know, listeners and people on Facebook to, you know, how they felt about it. And, you know, they voiced theirs. I mean, that was pretty much what the majority of the conversation was. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, the idea is, look, if you listen to the program for more than 3 seconds, you know that my point of view is sort of interesting, but not terribly relevant. Whether we're talking about somebody calling up about their family or anything else, is that, you know, that we share perceptions around here. But, and I don't think, you know, anybody sort of takes my word as gospel, certainly including me. So I think saying it was one-sided is not terribly fair. I mean, I'm certainly entitled to an opinion, as are you, as we sort of allowed your question on. I mean, I don't think the idea is to think about things. And certainly part of my job is to change people's minds, but usually about things that are on a much more personal level. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.